AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The polls are open. It's time to vote. At stake today is whether Democrats or Republicans have control in Congress, in the House and Senate. Republicans are confident of victory. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there are big races to watch in the Senate.
Democrats are hoping to pull upsets in Ohio and North Carolina, while Republicans believe they might be able to flip seats in Nevada and New Hampshire. Senate control will likely be decided in four key states, with tight races in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin.
There are races for governor in a number of states, including New York, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. In Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott is facing a challenge from Democrat Beto O'Rourke in what is one of the most expensive midterm races in the country. There are questions in a number of states about the vote count today. A plan to hand count every vote has been blocked.
In Arizona, a Pima County Superior Court judge issued a ruling that blocked a plan in Cochise County to hand count every ballot instead of just the small sample required by state law to ensure the counting machines are accurate. Republican officials ordered the count after making unfounded claims that vote counting machines were untrustworthy. After an all-day hearing Friday, the judge agreed with opponents, including the county's elected Republican attorney and the election director for Arizona's Secretary of State, who both testified that a full hand count of early ballots is illegal under Arizona election law. A group called the Arizona Alliance for Retired Americans and the county's own elections director both argued that the last-minute change could cause chaos and potentially delay certification of the election results. Judge Casey McGinley says the county Board of Supervisors overstepped its legal authority. I'm Jennifer King.
The Powerball numbers have been released 10 hours late because of a processing issue for the $2 billion plus jackpot. Nicole has strengthened into a tropical storm in the Atlantic. It's moving toward the Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coastline. This is AP News. Steven Spielberg's new movie hits close to home. The Fabelmans is a glimpse of Spielberg's early life.
It's the first time I've taken privacy public, and I've never done that. You don't see me doing that a lot in my life. And this was a story that I thought had some merit about my mom and my dad and my sisters and formative years growing up.
Spielberg calls The Fabelmans semi-autobiographical, but acknowledges it's essentially the saga of his own often complicated family, as well as the origin story of his passion for filmmaking.
Families are complicated, and I don't know any family that is not complicated. And our complications are probably not as unusual as someone else's, so I think this is not a vanity production for me. I'm not holding up a little vanity hand mirror to my face.
Spielberg says his own early movie-making attempts were far worse compared to what is shown in The Fabelmans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.